This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Seems like every time you turn around lately, there's an election coming, the results of which will portend great or terrible things for the global economy, depending on how you look at it. Brexit, us here, France this past weekend, next year, Mexico. Although he's now at least temporarily delayed pulling the United States out of the North American Free Trade Agreement, President Trump's plans for a border wall and that continued uncertainty over NAFTA have triggered a national conversation in Mexico about their American border to a degree not seen in years. Lauren Madelon reports now from Mexico City.
A military ban signals a changing of the guard at the office of current Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. Patriotism on display. Donald Trump's election has triggered a rise in Mexican nationalism. And a Mexican leftist who wants to reduce economic dependence on the United States is channeling that nationalism. Though he was defeated in Mexico's last two elections, Andrés Manuel López Obrador is leading the polls in the run-up to the Mexican presidential election in 2018. The U.S. has delivered about $1 billion of military and police assistance to Mexico since 2008. López Obrador was asked on Univision Television if Mexico would continue to accept American military aid were he to become president.
No. No.
López Obrador is one of several people who've either declared their candidacy or expressed interest. Peña Nieto's six-year term ends next year. The presidential campaign begins officially next March, but jockeying has already started. Juan Carlos Romero Hicks is a member of the Mexican Senate's Foreign Relations Committee. He's no fan of López Obrador, but says Trump has given the left a political gift.
I never dreamed in my lifetime of a U.S. president that would be afraid of Mexico. Afraid of competition.
Since Trump's victory, Romero Hicks has continued to promote an integrated North American economy. But he says that's a challenge right now.
And in the U.S., there's a notion that is not correct, that Mexican people are taking jobs away from Americans, that we are a security threat. Building a wall is absurd.
And López Obrador is leveraging that feeling. He wants to import far less U.S. corn and gasoline. He says Mexico should stand up for itself. And he has a blueprint. In 2009, Mexico placed tariffs on certain goods from Oregon and California during a trade dispute. The tariffs were only lifted when the U.S. stopped blocking Mexican trucks from gaining full access to U.S. highways. Victor Hugo Michel's the chief editor of El Financiero TV, a channel focused on the economy.
Donald Trump has permeated the Mexican political discourse.
An El Financiero poll suggests López Obrador's fortunes began rising with the arrival of the new American president.
Andrés Manuel López Obrador, he has positioned himself as the only candidate that would know how to react to Donald Trump. And this is having a success because most Mexican voters at this point want to see retaliation.
Mexican political scientist Federico Estevez says López Obrador's using the border issue to pressure Mexico's government to improve conditions at home so there's less motivation for people to leave in the first place.
For too long, Mexicans have coddled that illusion that if things were bad enough, they could always go north for a new opportunity. And so if you put up the wall, well, there's no better symbol that tells you, nope, you're stuck.
López Obrador and Trump do have something in common, though. Both want change on the border. Trump wants it effectively sealed. López Obrador wants the U.S. to reform immigration so Mexicans can cross the border to work temporarily, but legally. In Mexico City, I'm Lorne Madelon for Marketplace.